You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer.
Our associate pastors are Father Steve Gira, Father Gary Hogan, and Father Eric Wagner.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
In all three of our readings, it is quite clear what God is trying to tell us, and it's about what is leading us, what drives us, if you will, and what do we use to guide ourselves. And in the Gospel reading, during this time, obviously they used oxen a lot, cattle and oxen, to plow their fields. And so the yoke was a major symbol for the people back during the time of Jesus, and even probably in some countries even today. So nonetheless, the yoke is what you put on the cattle to guide the cattle, to make the cattle do what you want them to do. And so in a sense, even though that's not a very nice-sounding kind of analogy, nonetheless, Jesus kind of says, well, okay, what are we yoked up with? What do we carry around? What is the thing that guides us? And he says, well, you're going to have to wear a yoke no matter what. So I said, well, all right, you know, okay. All right, so what do you want to wear? And believe it or not, it kind of sounds kind of strange as it is, we kind of prefer, and I kind of prefer, the heavy yoke. Now, Jesus says, I offer a light one. And at first glance, that seems nice. However, the yoke, the heavy yoke that I carry, I can become proud of. There's a pride to carrying a heavy yoke. Why? Because you get to brag, show off. And what do you show off in this heavy yoke? Oh, I get to show off everything that's happened to me in the past. So, if we get together for a while, we always can't help talking about ourselves, so it's all about me. Now, I'll start off talking about you, but I'll try to lead the conversation back to me, and I will try to show you. Oh, look what this and this and this and this. Look what happened to me in the past. It's like showing battle scars, and so we kind of get proud of our yoke, if you will. Now, we've told our friends this over and over again, and we've heard our friends say the same thing. I'm sure you've heard family and friends, and believe me, I have family and friends who tell me the same story that's happened to them 20, 30 years ago. Say, yes, I've heard it about 1,000 times. Thank you. But they can't help it. Why? They're showing off the yoke. Look what happened to me. Look at the pain that I am going through. And I can sit there and kind of roll my eyes at their story and say, oh my God, just shut up and let it go. Now that's easy for me to say while I am wearing my yoke. For you see, my pain and suffering is justified. I'm not so sure about yours. You just might be whining. But I am justified in my pain, in my suffering. But unfortunately, I have to hear you whine. And therefore, this is what we go through. Now, to put down the yoke sounds simple. However, it's not so simple. This means a lot of things. It does mean that we have to forgive and let go. And you know what? That's really difficult to do. Because sometimes we like feeling bad. And in our heaviness of our yoke, we like to put this burden on other people as well. So we kind of not only wear our heavy yoke, we then start kind of foisting weight on other people's yoke as well. And I can do this with family and friends. We know how to yank each other's chains. So, that person over there, my family member who's wearing a yoke, I know what to grab and I know what to pull. So just like pulling a dumb ox, I can pull a chain and I can guide my family and friends by bringing up the past. Hey, remember when so-and-so did this to you? And watch them blast off. Okay, that's kind of cool. What have I done? I've kind of pulled on the yoke. What have I done? I've made their yoke harder. I've put more weight on. Not exactly nice. And so here we are, carrying these heavy yokes at times, throwing weight on each other, and getting all angry. And Jesus comes along very simply and says, "Come to me, all you who are labored and burdened, that is us, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart." All right, so here we go. To get this yoke off, we have to replace it with something. And we have to replace it with meekness and humility. Very two virtues that are very hard to do, and kind of people kind of are mistaken about them a lot. To be meek. Okay. To be meek does not mean to be weak. So meekness does not equal weakness. Weakness is kind of a cowardly attitude where we kind of cower like a beaten dog. Jesus does not expect that, nor should we be that kind of Christian. We stand up and we proudly announce what we believe in. We are Catholic and we have a certain belief, and we should stand up for that. Never be embarrassed about that, and proclaim it boldly and proudly. So what does meekness mean? Just means you're not a jerk about it. To be meek means don't be a jerk. Don't throw attitude. Now that's easy to do, especially when we're wearing the yoke. So today Jesus is asking us to be strong in our faith, but to be kind and considerate. We do not be, in a sense, a real jerk about who we are and in our attitude toward one another. And we are humble. And that means, humility means that we actually put ourselves aside and try, and this is going to be hard, try to truly listen to the other person and try to understand their burden, their yoke. And in doing so, instead of adding to their weight, we can then start to take things away by being helpful, by being kind, by being compassionate, by being forgiving. All of these things, these virtues that we can practice on the other person, we do when we listen to them and open our hearts. So today, let us now look at our own yokes. All right, we're carrying around a lot of stuff. It is time to put it down, and we can. We just have to make the conscious effort. And to make the conscious effort to do it, we are going to be meek, we're going to be humble. And in our speech and in our actions, then our yoke gets easy, our burden light. Then we have the ability to help others